NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne joins us now from the Republican National Committee gathering in the Ronald Reagan Building in downtown Washington. Don, no Republican has won the White House without Ohio, but in Ohio it's still too close to call. Tell us about President Bush's campaign in Ohio.
The president was in Ohio 6 days in a row, right at the end of the campaign. So he very much at the end was a big push in that state. Interestingly, though, after having gone literally 3 weeks without a visit there, now the Ohio Republican Party has a really, really large volunteer base. We have done a number of stories from Ohio over the past year or so, actually going back more than a year. So the organization there on the ground for Republicans is really as strong as it is anywhere in the country. And the president, with that big push at the end, is clearly hoping, and the campaign is saying tonight that they do expect to carry Ohio.
At this point, by the way, President Bush has a lead in the raw vote total in Ohio, but, for example, about half of Cuyahoga County hasn't reported yet, so
exactly. Much
is yet to be seen there.
And Robert, 4 years ago, the Democrat, Al Gore, did better than expected in Cuyahoga and some of those regions in the Northeast. It's an area where the economy is a huge issue this year. When the president has gone to Ohio, he's always said, I understand you're lagging behind the rest of the country. But again, he said that his own economic proposals are the right fix, even for a place that has suffered the manufacturing losses that Ohio has. We'll see as those numbers start to come in those other areas.
Don, as we hear the crowd cheering at the Ronald Reagan office building in Washington, D.C., are you seeing a generally upbeat crowd? Are these people who think they're seeing their president reelected tonight?
We are seeing an upbeat crowd, though there is still some anxiousness. They're all waiting for Ohio, and every time the current Ohio numbers go up, there's a big cheer, as long as they see the president maintaining a lead. The other thing that has kind of really boosted their spirits is seeing the Republicans pick up those U.S. Senate seats, and they see that as a trend that may also play out on the presidential side.
It's NPR's Don Gagne, who is at the Ronald Reagan Building in downtown Washington, D.C. on 14th Street, and that's the scene of the big Republican National Committee gathering in the nation's capital today. And, of course, that crowd, as you could hear, was cheering, as what they saw were encouraging results, both about the president's campaign and also about the Republican campaigns for Congress. You're listening to live coverage of Election 2004 from NPR News.